Crime Stories with Nancy Grace.
A loving father found dead in his own home, and now a video emerges. Before I say another word, listen to this.
Welcome back to our YouTube channel. After day three after murdering somebody.
Whoa! Don't put that on camera.
It was worth it. Yeah.
So yeah.
Crime Stories with Nancy Grace.
Welcome back to our YouTube channel. After day three after murdering somebody.
Whoa! Don't put that on camera.
It was worth it. Yeah.
So yeah.
You are hearing a 16-year-old Sierra Halseth and her teen lover Aaron Guerrero saying basically, welcome to our YouTube channel. It's day three after murdering someone. And the teen girl says, don't say that on camera. And Aaron says, quote, it was worth it. I think they're talking about it being worth it was the fact that they could have sex unfettered for the last 3 days following Dad's murder. Let's just listen to that one more time. The whole thing, Jackie. Let's roll.
I don't know what to say.
Welcome back to our YouTube channel. After day three after murdering somebody.
Whoa! Don't put that on camera.
It was worth it.
And we had sex a lot today.
Mm-hmm. It was worth it. I got plenty of sex over. I was payment for doing it.
And no bleeding this time.
Mm-hmm.
We got through that. We overcame. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Let me introduce to you an all-star panel to break it down and put it back together again. First of all, judge, trial lawyer, anchor, Court TV, Ashley Wilcott at ashleywilcott.com. Renowned New York psychologist joining us out of Manhattan. Karen Stark at karenstark.com. That's Karen with a C. Robert Crispin, private investigator, former Fed with the DEA in the Miami-Fort Lauderdale area at crispininvestigations.com. Dr. Priya Banerjee, board-certified forensic pathologist at Anchor Forensic Pathology, assistant medical examiner. Vanessa Murphy joining us, investigative reporter, KLAS-TV, 8newsnow.com. Vanessa, whose voices are we hearing?
So we're hearing the voices of 18-year-old Aaron Guerrero. He is the boyfriend of 16-year-old Sierra Halseth. That video was taken, police say, while they were on the run. So police say they murdered Daniel Halseth at his home in Las Vegas. They took his car and then they were on the run. Police say they found that video, I believe, on one of their cell phones.
So let me go to you, Karen Stark, to take the video, laughing and giggling about having sex for 3 straight days. After, quote, the murder. It says, welcome to our YouTube channel, day three after murdering someone, and a lot of intense giggling and talking about sex.
This is, it's so surprising, I know, to most people, Nancy, but there actually are teens who kill without any remorse and are antisocial personalities. They absolutely are enjoying the fact that they did this. They went out of their way to let grandparents know that father was still okay, that the phone, his phone wasn't working, and they have no remorse. They are clearly psychopaths, but it's something that people have a lot of trouble accepting because you don't imagine that in a teenager.
I really have a hard time relating to it, not only murdering your father in such a brutal way, but then creating a video, quote, welcome back to our YouTube channel, day three, after murdering somebody, then dissolving into laughter about having nonstop sex for 3 days after murdering their dad. First of all, guys, let's just start at the beginning. How'd the whole thing start? It didn't start with this video. Take a listen to our friends at crimeonline.com.
16-year-old Sierra Halseth dated Aaron Guerrero from June to December of last year, and their future plans caused parental concerns. While the teens were dating, Daniel Halseth contacted Guerrero's parents. He told them the teens were planning on running away together, and the parents agreed the teens should no longer have contact with each other. While police are at the home, Guerrero's parents appeared, saying they were looking for their son, who ran away from home. They suspect he is with 16-year-old Sierra Halseth.
They sound like two minions from hell. Now, the way that this video was found, it says, welcome to our YouTube channel, but it's actually on one of their cell phones. I mean, you know, Robert Crispin, former Fed with the DEA, then cop in the Lauderdale, Miami area, now CrispinInvestigations.com. Robert, if it weren't for idiot criminals, we'd never get a single conviction. I mean, yes, there's a lot of sleuthing, a lot of police work going into this, a lot of hard work, but come on, that's low-hanging fruit. They leave it on their phone.
You know, Nancy, I'll tell you from experience in doing a lot of these cases, criminals like to have some type of a trinket of their crimes, either on their phone, in their house.
A memento.
Somewhere, a memento, something to brag about to them.
Like, I scrapbook, little known fact, Robert Crispin, I scrapbook with pictures and ticket stubs and brochures of places we've gone because I like to look back on it. In a very bizarre twist, I think that's what you're talking about. They like to look back on what they did. Explain.
Just kind of, you know, kind of like a child predator. There's always going to be those pictures on his phone when you get his phone. In this particular case, you know, these guys videotape their confession. Why? Because they go back and they look at it and they laugh about it. And you can see they have no remorse, not knowing that we're going to get that when we get your phone. It's coming. And what great evidence, what a great confession to take these guys down.
So how do they get the surveillance footage? Guys, I'm talking about not just the footage that we have on the cell phone that you've just heard twice, where these two 16-year-old daughter and her teen lover are joking about having sex 3 days nonstop since the dad was murdered. But listen to this other surveillance footage. Take a listen to our friends at Crime Online.
Investigators tracked the teens through surveillance footage. The initial footage showed the pair leaving the neighborhood in Daniel Halseth's blue Nissan Altima. Surveillance footage at Winco shows Halseth buying 2 gallons of bleach and a gallon of orange juice. Footage from Home Depot showed Guerrero buying the saws and gloves.
Straight out to Ashley Wilcott, judge, trial lawyer, anchor, Court TV. You know, I have my dad's car. It's an old, I don't know how old it is, old silver Cadillac. I got it parked and we use it sometimes. And when I get in it, that was one of his prides and joys. Okay. All I think about is him. These two murder dad, then drive off in his car. What's that?
Well, you're thinking as a rational person, Nancy. Neither of these two are rational, normal people. And so what I mean by that is there's no respect for the car. I mean, they have no respect for the father that they killed. And what stands out to me in this case is a lack of respect for every rule, every law, every piece of good sense. And they actually murder the father. But yet, at this point in the investigation. We certainly haven't heard that either of them are victims of heinous abuse and they've been traumatized, and we haven't heard any of that. They seem to be two average kids that have conducted this horrible, horrible crime spree of a murder.
Crime Stories with Nancy Grace.
Guys, we are talking about the brutal murder of a loving dad, Daniel Halseth. And in the last days, we get to see a video his two murderers have on their phone. Welcome to our YouTube channel. Day three after murdering someone. Giggle, giggle, giggle. Then, you know what? Let's just play that the second full version, Jackie. Let's just kick it off with that one more time. Take a listen.
I don't know what to say.
Welcome back to our YouTube channel. After day three after murdering somebody.
Whoa! Don't put that on camera.
It was worth it.
And we had sex a lot today.
Mm-hmm. It was worth it. I got plenty of sex over. I was payment for doing it.
And no bleeding this time.
Mm-hmm.
We got through that. We overcame. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So yeah.
You know, Vanessa Murphy, investigative reporter, KLAS TV 8 newsnow.com. You can find her on Insta at Vanessa Reporting, on Twitter at Vanessa_Murphy. She's everywhere. On Facebook, Vanessa Murphy Investigates. Vanessa, when I'm listening to them cackle and laugh, it sounds like minions from hell.
Yeah, it's Nancy, it's disturbing. When we first received this video, we played it at the station, put it online, and we were all pretty shocked. There really are no words. I also have been talking with Daniel Halseth's family. You know, they sent me a statement, and in their statement, one of the things they say, that the total lack of remorse on display in the video is both reprehensible and unforgivable. And, you know, they want this prosecuted to the fullest extent. So, you know, you may conclude that they are not supporting Sierra.
I guess not. Guys, we learn a lot about the background of how Daniel Halseth was brutally murdered by his own teen girl, Sierra Halseth, and her teen lover, Aaron Guerrero. Take a listen to our friend Stephen Fabian at Inside Edition.
The victim, according to prosecutors, the girl's own father, Daniel Halseth.
Put in 25 push-ups, huh? How's that sound?
The dad was a fitness and travel buff who loved to post videos online, including these moments as a doting dad.
There's Sierra.
But he reportedly didn't approve of his 16-year-old daughter, Sierra, dating 18-year-old Aaron Guerrero. And he wasn't alone. His ex-wife, Elizabeth, a former Nevada Republican state senator, also had a problem with her daughter's relationship. After they banned Sierra from seeing Aaron, Sierra's father disappeared.
He's been missing for 2 days. His work's called, his family's called, I've called, his ex-wife's called, and there's nobody answering the phone. I know there's something very wrong going on here.
There was indeed, as friends found out when they checked in on Halseth's home in Las Vegas that he had been renovating.
There's a dead body in the garage we just found.
Halseth had been stabbed to death and his body set on fire.
Stabbed, dead, body set on fire. You know, if I could just have 5 minutes with my father, who is now in heaven, I would give everything I have. Every possession, everything, just to see him again and know that he's okay. And they not only stabbed the father dead, but set his body on fire. I mean, Dr. Priya Banerjee joining me, board-certified forensic pathologist. You can find her at anchorforensicpathology.com. She's an assistant medical examiner. Dr. Priya, I know I've asked you this in the past, but could you refresh my recollection regarding how difficult it is to burn a body to the point where there is no evidence left behind?
Oh, it's incredibly difficult. You know, you really need to burn it for hours in a well-controlled setting. So I think criminals make the mistake that by setting the house on fire in this case, that they're going to get rid of evidence. The surface will be burned, but we can still get so much information from the body.
Well, that leads me to my next question, Dr. Priya Banerjee. We have been told, according to the autopsy, that the dad in this case, Daniel Halseth, was stabbed multiple times, then his body burned. If the body has been burned, how do you determine he had been stabbed multiple times?
Yeah, that's a great question. So the outside's going to be burned, but it's always amazing to me how preserved, relatively preserved, the inside is. You can still tell where the bleeding was. You can see the stab wounds. You can really see, you can't see the surface because of the burn, but inside, once you open the body, it's all there.
You know, I learned that in a pretty gruesome way. Let's see who could relate to this other than Dr. Priya. Robert Crispin, you could. In one particular murder I had to fight tooth and nail to get autopsy photos into evidence. Typically, those are ruled out of evidence because they're so inflammatory. They have to prove something that a photo of the person's natural body pre-autopsy does not prove. And in this case, there were multiple hematoma bruises under the surface of the skin to the head of this female victim. And you could only see it once the autopsy had started and the skin was pulled back from the head and face. And then under, as Dr. Priya is telling us, you could actually see, it's very clear how these horrible, horrible bruises showed cause of death. And for some reason, either because of she had really thick, long, dark hair, you couldn't really see it. And that is why just one autopsy photo was allowed in to show the jury the extent of the damages. Robert Crispin, you've had to have a head injury case.
Oh, sure. Sure. And another thing, you know, Nancy, to spin off on that is also, you know, the knife hitting into a bone or the skull, you're going to see those marks. And if you've got burned skin on top, you're not going to see that, but you peel that skin back in an autopsy, you know, you're going to see the damage to the skull, you're going to see the damage to the bones, you're going to see the damage to the hands, the defense wounds where the person was putting his hands up or putting his arms up and getting stabbed in his forearm trying to deflect the knife. Those are all important things you're not going to get from a regular view of a body if it's burned.
You know, to Ashley Wilcott, judge, trial lawyer, anchor, Court TV. Ashley, what's also very bizarre about this is that prior to the dad, Daniel Halseth's death, his murder, his daughter just seemed normal. And when the parents told her, hey, you can't see this guy anymore for a while, she was angry, but there was no indication she would do anything like this. That's scary.
I know it is scary. And no, I'm not a psychiatrist or a psychologist. I rely on experts. But here's the question I have to have. Is it the perfect storm where she meets up with this 18-year-old who has those propensities and she falls right in line with it? I don't know. But keep this in mind, Nancy. Her mother was actually a former state senator in that state. And so not only did she have what you would call an average childhood, she came from parents who were successful and engaged in raising her. And so it's so hard to comprehend because it really does not make sense.
And it sounds like given the jobs and the political prestige the parents had, she was most likely born with a silver spoon in her mouth, given opportunities and advantages that most of us never have growing up. What do we know? Take a listen to David Charnes, 8 News Now, Vegas.
Daniel Halseth is the father of one of these teenagers, and police say his 16-year-old daughter and her 18-year-old boyfriend are accused of killing him and then trying to cover it up. Aaron Guerrero is one of those teenagers. Police arrested him Tuesday in Salt Lake City, and that's where he's in jail tonight. Now, we are not naming the 16-year-old due to her age. Guerrero's arrest report says police found the body of Daniel Halseth almost, quote, fully burned. Guerrero's parents told police their son and his girlfriend had planned to run away to Los Angeles together last year. But when they learned this, they and Halseth said the teens could no longer see each other. Now, the day before the murder, more than $1,000 was taken out of Halseth's bank account.
Stories with Nancy Grace. Guys, we are talking about the brutal murder of a young dad at the hands of his own teen daughter and her teen lover. Well, we find not only Daniel Halseth's dead body in his home, there's a lot more to be found there. Take a listen to our Cut 7. This is our friend Vanessa Murphy at 8 News Now, Las Vegas.
Metro police say they found the body of 45-year-old Daniel Halseth in this West Valley home Friday. His 16-year-old daughter and her 18-year-old boyfriend, Aaron Guerrero, are accused of killing him and trying to cover up the crime. Lieutenant Ray Spencer is releasing more details for the first time.
There had been items purchased, such as lighter fluid that was used to light the fire. There was also the purchase of a chainsaw. Saw and a circular saw and a handsaw, where attempts to dismember his body were made prior to the fire.
The teens were missing since Friday.
You know, we're finding so much more in the home where the body was found. Straight back out to Vanessa Murphy joining us from KLAS-TV. What was found in the home?
Nancy, there was a bloody area in the home. Police found a saw, other tools, scissors. And keep in mind, the teens are accused of buying things to possibly help cover this up. But Daniel Halseth's mother, who would be Sierra's grandmother, was wondering where he was. She was texting, "Where is he, Sierra?" Then eventually she says, "Look, the police are coming. Why are you doing this?" And Sierra and Aaron were then on the run. So the question is, did they know people were coming and they had to leave quickly? I have the crime scene photos. Clearly, this was not cleaned up.
A circular saw? I mean, Karen Stark, we need a shrink. Now, pronto. Karen Stark joining us from Manhattan. Karen Stark, taking a circular saw to your father?
Well, clearly, I mean, they could have taken anything to this father. They killed him. They killed him, and they were able to do it. They were capable of it, Nancy. And so you're not talking about your average teen who has a conscience. There's no remorse here. They have no, they're laughing and having a good time. And in cases like this where you're talking about a teenager who's a psychopath, antisocial, they are often they'll kill their parents because of something that we would think would be ridiculous, like they can't see each other, or they're not allowed to be with a certain person, or their parents are too strict with them. And it doesn't take a lot for them to commit that kind of crime. It's as though they have no idea of consequences.
You know, I'm curious to you, Vanessa Murphy, investigative reporter with KLAS-TV. The two were planning to run away and live together in L.A., and that is why the parents forbade them to see each other. But why were they going to run away? What, the parents didn't want them having sex on the sofa?
We don't know quite yet, but as you mentioned, we know their parents didn't want them to see each other. You know, Daniel Halseth, this is his 16-year-old daughter. I'm sure he doesn't want her to run away anywhere. So eventually, he told them they couldn't see each other. The parents agreed, as you mentioned. And then now here we are.
To Dr. Priya Banerjee, a circular saw, would that be adequate to actually saw through Daniel Halseth's bones?
I think it would be adequate. It's going to take a lot of force. You know, it's hard work. Bones are hard. They're not meant to be broken that easily or dismembered. So it's going to take a lot of strength and hard work to get through them.
I don't think these two teenagers realized the effort involved in dismembering a body. Take a listen to Our Cut 6, David Charnes, News Now Vegas.
Police found two folding pocket knives in the home's kitchen that had been cleaned. The cause of death? Multiple stab wounds. And we also, police also saying that there was a handsaw found in that home with blood on it. Detectives say the teenagers purchased bleach, a saw, gloves, and other items at two stores the day that they believe the murder happened. And they also say that those teenagers tried to dismember that body.
So to you, Robert Crispin, the fact that blood is found on one of the saws means they did start the dismemberment process, but it was too much for them.
Way too much. And boy, they just left a trail of evidence that just is going to totally bury both of these people between the receipts and the videos and the effort that these two took to try to conceal this. Probably watching crime story shows on how to clean up a crime scene. They just failed miserably.
And isn't it true, Dr. Priya Banerjee, assistant medical examiner, and you can find her at anchorforensicpathology.com. Dr. Priya, isn't it true that very often wounds on a human body can be matched up to the weapon? For instance, if you hit somebody with a golf club as opposed to a baseball bat, as opposed to a clothing iron, you can see that particular imprint on the person's head or body. You can tell. And in this case, you've got blood on a saw, and his body wound will be able to be matched up to that saw.
Yes. I mean, especially in dismemberment cases, it's so critical. If you have a candidate weapon, you can look at the ends of the bones and match it up. It's called tool marks. You know, so that is critical, not only having blood on it, but now you can have a more graphic way of putting it together. You know, it's like putting puzzles together. They leave marks on the bone. The bone's hard. So it's going to, you know, be carved out when it's thawed.
Yes, there are puzzle pieces that must be put together in front of a jury. But after this video, I don't know if we even need to put the puzzle pieces together anymore, because these two teens, demons from hell, have laid it all out there. Take a listen to our friend Vanessa Murphy, 8 News Now, Vegas.
They found a video clip where the two defendants are laying together and announced that it's this is their YouTube channel, and it's been 3 days since the murder. And they kind of laugh about the fact that Aaron Guerrero committed the murder in exchange jokingly having sex with Sierra Halseth.
Sierra Halseth is also the daughter of Elizabeth Halseth. She previously served as a Nevada legislator. The teens are charged with murder, conspiracy to commit murder, arson, credit card fraud, robbery, and conspiracy to commit robbery. Most of these charges are new through the indictment. They remain in custody now with no bail.
Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. Guys, let's take a listen again to the video these two take on their phone. It is then found by detectives. It tells it all. Listen.
I don't know what to say.
Welcome back to our YouTube channel. After day burning, three. Day three after murdering somebody.
Wow! Don't put that on camera.
It was worth it.
And we had sex a lot today.
Mm-hmm. It was worth it. I had plenty of sex. So I was payment for doing it.
And no bleeding this time.
Mm-hmm.
We got through that. We overcame.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Take a listen to our friends at 8 News Now Vegas.
This is the first time we're hearing about a video. A prosecutor says a video was found on the 16-year-old girl's cell phone in which the teens joke about killing her father. A grand jury indicted Sierra Halseth and her 18-year-old boyfriend Aaron Guerrero. They're accused of killing 45-year-old Daniel Halseth, trying to dismember him and then setting his body on fire. Metro police say they fled on April 9th and they were arrested in Utah on April 13th. According to detectives, their parents had previously told them they could no longer see each other and they planned to run away together to California.
But it's not just the video, which I believe a case could be made on the video alone. There's so much more than that. Take a listen to our Cut 15.
Prosecutors presented to the grand jury these photos from before Halseth's body was found. Sierra purchasing bleach at Winco, Aaron at Home Depot buying a saw, lighter fluid, gloves, and more. There's a bloody scene inside the home with knives, saws, the lighter fluid, and burnt material. Police say the teens used Daniel Halseth's bank cards to make purchases and withdrawals and put a blood-soaked rug inside the trunk of his vehicle, which they used as a getaway car. According to detectives, while they were on the run, they recorded this cell phone video. They also talk about sex and include a graphic detail, which the I team has chosen not to air.
I guess that's the part about the blood, Vanessa. Is that the graphic part?
We made the decision.
Okay, wait a minute. So let me understand this. The reporters think her having her period during sex is graphic, but the dismemberment of the body or the attempted dismemberment of the body is not graphic?
We made the decision because it's a 16-year-old girl talking about sex and bleeding, and we sort of struggled with this decision, and we thought hearing them talk about, you know, murdering someone, you get the picture, and that was enough considering her age. It's a decision we made.
Okay, I'm not attacking your decision, but let me just think this through for a moment. So, talking about the girl murdering and trying to dismember her father, Ashley Wilcott, that everybody's fine with hearing that.
But you can't
talk. When it talks about her having sex on her period, then ew. See, right. That doesn't bother me at all. To hear that, I'm a little more concerned about the dead body.
Yeah, right? Isn't that amazing, human nature? Like, oh, we can't hear about sex on a period, but we can talk about the murder of the dead body. And I don't need to go back to your point. This is not only evidence by a cell phone recording that they made, but there's so much forensic evidence that you've been delving into about this victim and victim rights and trying to prosecute this case. Listen, you've got the saw, you've got the video of what they purchased, you got them trying to burn the house, you've got the actual saw marks that would be left on a body to determine if that's the same saw used. You've got the type of knife that was used to stab. All of those pieces of forensic evidence, that's what make a case.
You're right. You're absolutely right. And we see, as Vanessa Murphy from KLAS-TV is pointing out, all of those pieces of the puzzle fitting together. And now this girl is sitting in a jail cell, and somewhere in another cell is her teen lover. Wonder what they're thinking now. I guess they're not sorry they did it, but they're sorry they got caught. Guys, they were arrested 400 miles away. So when you think your teen girl, oh no, they could never catch a train, they'd never know what to do, they can't rent a car, think twice. Take a listen to Stephen Fabian, our Cut 10 Inside Edition.
Cops say Sierra Halseth and her boyfriend took off in her dad's car right after the slaying. They were arrested days later, 400 miles away in Salt Lake City, after apparently trying to dodge a train fare. Prosecutors say they found that chilling video on the girl's cell phone. It appears to have been taken in a tent while they were on the run. At one point, Aaron put his hands around Sierra's neck. The two were also caught on security camera buying bleach and other items cops say were used to clean up the crime scene.
Well, it's not the first time a teen girl or a teen boy for that matter, has killed their parents over a girlfriend slash boyfriend. And sad to say, it probably won't be the last. There's a case of Evelyn Gainza. Take a listen to Gary Nelson, CBS 4 Miami.
17-year-old Evelyn Gainza was implicit, police say, in the murder of her dad, 63-year-old Avelio Gainza. Evelyn's boyfriend, Damar Torellis, is charged with committing the actual act here at the dad's home in southwest Miami-Dade last Monday night. The body discovered Thursday, decomposing after a relative asked police to check on Gainza. Police say Evelyn stole her father's car Monday, picked up her boyfriend here at her mother's where they were staying, and drove him to the father's home where Torellis went upstairs and shot the man in the back multiple times. There was bad blood between this girl's dad and this boyfriend of whom he did not approve.
Well, here's another case of a teen girl who murders not only dad, but mommy, too. Take a listen to Lauren Stevenson, WJFW.
37-year-old Thomas Ayers and 40-year-old Jennifer Ayers had been killed. Investigators link 17-year-old Rhinelander High School student Ashley Martinson to the deaths of her mother and stepfather. Oneida County Sheriff's Captain Terry Hook wouldn't confirm when the murders happened, but a source we trust told us the couple was killed on Saturday after an argument with Ashley. Oneida County deputies put out a nationwide alert to law enforcement to help arrest Martinson, who they consider a suspect.
As we were getting information, we were making contact with agencies as farther and further south. So they were aware that we were looking, and they were keeping a lookout for us.
Hours later, a Boone County, Indiana sheriff's deputy recognized the car Martinson was believed to have been driving. He arrested Martinson and her boyfriend, 22-year-old Ryan Daniel Sisco. Right now, investigators do not believe Sisco was involved in the killings.
It goes on and on and on. I've got a stack of so-called similar transactions where teen girls turn on their parents when the parents do not allow the teen girl to be with the boyfriend. You know, Karen Stark, some may euphemistically refer it to, compare it to Romeo and Juliet. They didn't murder their family members. They unwittingly ended up in a double suicide pact. That's what happened. But that's just a story. That's a drama. This is real. This is murdering your parents because you can't be with your puppy love boyfriend.
It's real, Nancy. And think about this. The extraordinary part, I think, is that they actually made this video. And how telling is that? That kids are so used to being on social media and broadcasting, that they had absolutely no problem saying murder, talking about the fact now they could absolutely have sex, the blood, and laughing and actually simulating, choking, having a grand old time, no conscious, nothing that would even indicate that there's any sorrow involved in this.
Do you think there were signs?
I would love to know if there were signs, because the thing I was wondering about is why wasn't she living with her mother, and what kinds of things came up as a result? Not that I want to say that that would ever give someone a reason to kill a parent, but when I'm looking at the background, I wonder what the story is behind that, because normally you would think she would live with her mother.
To Vanessa Murphy, investigative reporter, KLAS-TV, 8newsnow.com. Vanessa, where does the case stand right now?
They're both charged with murder. At this point, Aaron Guerrero is in an adult jail. We believe that Sierra Halseth is in the juvenile hall. Sierra is 16 years old. She will be charged as an adult in Nevada if the charge is murder. They are automatically charged as an adult, 16 and up. Aaron Guerrero, again, he's 18. We are waiting to find out if the Clark County District Attorney will pursue the death penalty for him.
We wait as justice unfolds. Nancy Grace, Crime Story, signing off. Goodbye, friend.